Today is the June 2017 all-day sitting in Springwater. Such a wonderful thing to be able to come together on this glorious day, full of greenery, gentle breeze, birds singing, and the beautiful clouds floating in the sky. It's amazing to know that these clouds contain tons of weight of water, and yet they're floating. Because I've heard that there are many people that are new to Springwater here today, I thought I would center some of this talk on what is it that we do here at Springwater. Basically, it's a place where we go, or where one comes to check in. To check in with what is really going on in this moment. Which is not necessarily always confined to sitting here on a mat. But it can be, or it can happen at any moment, at any time, this checking in. Is it possible to see all the forces that go on in the mind and body? How easily we get caught up in identities, and how those identities, which are a collection of thoughts about yourself or myself, which is not really who we are. And yet that force is so powerful, we think that is who we are. We have so many ideas about what it is to meditate, or what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. Is it possible to look at all of that? Where does that come from? And what is it to be here with all of it? The thoughts whirling around, getting caught up in them, thinking I shouldn't have those thoughts. I'm meditating, I shouldn't be thinking. All of that stuff is more of the same thing that goes on. It's really a journey, in a way. It's a journey into all the things that go on here that create barriers from really being in touch. In touch with something that has no name, that cannot be defined with words, but can be experienced. This stillness, which exists even as the thoughts are whirling around and as resistance is coming up. Stillness is also there. And yet these forces are pulling us away. But that can be seen. I remember once I was at a retreat several years ago, and I was lying in the room, and my phone buzzed or something. My daughter was trying to get a hold of me, so I took my phone and I walked away from the center up to the pond. And I looked up and I saw these amazing clouds as though I'd never seen them before. And it just felt this overwhelming sense of well-being and happiness. Then I contacted my daughter, and she started talking about something that was bothering her or some drama that was going on. And I could see myself immediately getting sucked in to either wanting to fix what was going on or to getting engaged in that. And then there was a second where I realized, I don't need to do that. But it was also seen that there was some guilt. Like, I shouldn't be enjoying this bliss. I need to be in this state, whatever it is that my daughter is presenting right now. But there was a second where it was seen that I didn't need to do that. So these forces are so powerful, and I just really don't know exactly why that is, but it just is. But it also can be seen that we don't need to go with the usual. The usual being of sucked in. to worry and anxiety and all the fears and things that pull us away. So who are we without all these thoughts and images? Does this require effort? We're so conditioned that we need to be putting in effort all the time. And where does that come from? Wanting to get something? Wanting to get better at something? Wanting to improve oneself? So sitting here, what is going on? There's the sound of the crows. There's the breathing. There's all the sensations going on in the body. We're living in a climate of uncertainty. And in reality, there's always uncertainty, isn't there? But really, all that we can do is just be here with all that goes on. And if that's really a doing, I don't even know. We're so conditioned to move away from anything that is discomforting, that is uncomfortable. From very early on, we learn that anything that's uncomfortable needs to be avoided at all costs. Is it possible to watch these tendencies to move away, to resist, as they come up? And see the judgment that comes up. I shouldn't be resisting this. What's wrong with me? More of the same stuff circling around in the mind. But it's there. No need to push it away or grab onto it. And if it happens, then that's seen too. It's the beauty of this work. Something can be seen at any moment. When there's no expectations of anything. And the only real change that can come about is here. A very close person in my life has been going through some very, very difficult, painful times, having lost a job, having had a heart attack, having had to move, having much financial difficulty. And this person has been very deeply depressed. And I went over to see this person, and they were sobbing, and they were saying, all my life, I've always really wanted to help people. I always was helping people. That's what I love to do, is helping people. And now, I feel like I need help, and I don't want that. I don't want to be the person that needs help. I don't like that. I want it to go away. I just don't like that feeling of needing help. And I said to this person, who are you when you're not the helper or the one who needs help? Because even though all the circumstances in our life are relatively painful, the thing that was really the most painful or the most suffering was this attachment to some kind of identity. That's where the suffering really continues. And why is it that we latch on to that an identity? Is it something to mask what's really going on? Of facing the truth of what is here? Pleasant or unpleasant? The miraculous thing is that it is possible for this stuff to drop away. And there's no roadmap to that. It just happens. From who knows where, it just happens. And then there's true connection. No barriers. There's like a fluidity. Things are fluid, and one can feel the freedom to move with the way things are moving, instead of tightening up, closing up. And in that closing up and tightening up, suffering is created, not only here, but everywhere, potentially. We can see that in this current leader that we have in this country. So enclosed. And in that enclosure, suffering there and suffering is the responsibility there of the suffering that goes everywhere. So really, in terms of helping, like my friend was talking about, all that really can be done is looking at how all this stuff is operating here. Because when this stuff opens up, everything opens up. When all this is seen, the beauty of working here at this place, Springwater, where I've been coming to for numerous years, I can't even count how many years. It's a place where people can come together and look at this stuff. It's a powerful thing when looking at this with others, the energy from that. It's powerful. And there's so much space. There's very little structure. There's very little formalities. There's no authority. There's just people coming together to look at how this mind is operating. What is coming up in this moment? Can we see this together? And it's so wonderful to go for a walk. There's so many beautiful trails. Be with all the energy of, and the stillness of nature. The love that one can feel from the trees. And the happiness of the birds singing. In the afternoon, we have a dialogue where people can bring up something that maybe they want to look at. Or maybe something from the talk that someone may want to question and look at. The dialogues is a great opportunity to listen. To listen to what is going on here and what is going on with what one is listening to. And is it possible for there to be some space? When someone is expressing something, is there space to listen? Not immediately coming up with a response or a question. Just let it listen for a minute. See what comes up. It's not a place for advice. It's a place to look from here. What is going on? What is going on behind the words? And watch how images come up of wanting to be an authority on something. Are you? Last evening I was walking up the hill in the fields and I looked out and it was like a sea of yellow. All these beautiful little yellow flowers, the whole field was just this sea of yellow. It was amazing. Never noticed that before. And then walking into the woods, there's just this overwhelming feeling of I don't even know how to put words to it. Like a wash of stillness. So when sitting, especially when people have been doing this for the first time or haven't been doing it very much, many people always say, it's so hard because there's so many thoughts whirling around. There's so much thinking going on. In reality, thinking is always going on. We just sometimes don't even notice how much thinking is going on. Sitting here, we can see that. And we don't need to make a problem out of it. It's okay, so thinking is going on. Once you recognize that, then is there thinking going on? What is going on? I guess that's the inquiry part of the Spring Water Meditation Inquiry. What is going on? Or who am I without all these thoughts and images? One thing that's always wonderful here at Springwater is eating. And I know lunch is coming up soon. Food always tastes really good here. And I wonder whether it's because it's happening in silence. So that all the attention can be with the eating. No multitasking going on. I remember when my daughter was little and always, you know, eating time was, there was always a lot of demanding of this, that, and the other thing. And I always felt, it was always so hard just to sit and eat because there was always having to get up and do this, do that, attend to this need or that need. I actually found it a bit frustrating sometimes. I just wanted to sit and eat. I don't know why that came up, it just did. I will end the talk here.